from the 27-yard line of Harbor Beach after that onside kick recovery for Bath.
Devin Lemansky makes the stop.
Pawama Westphalia just took the lead 20-14 the third quarter over Carson City. As we have a scrum taking Bath offense down to the 23-yard line. A 5-yard gain, maybe four, according to, depends on the spot. They're going to mark him down at the 23.5-yard line. It's a gain of 3.5, second and 6.5 to go.
DJ Ridner with the stop on defense.
Nine minutes left in the third quarter, 42-7, 35-point differential. Harbor Beach with the lead, and they hand it off to Ryan Dress up the middle to the 20-yard line. A gain of four, shy of the first down by 3 yards. It's going to bring up a third and short, a third and manageable for this Bath offense, who's starting to get the run game going here. We've seen the option in the second half. We've seen the fullback. Just haven't seen any passes.
Austin Ginther with the stop on the last play for Harbor Beach.
Third down now, and say Moffitt with the quarterback keeper. He has the first down, down to the 10-yard line. Finally brought down at the 9. Harbor Beach's defense folded, and Moffitt finds himself down at the 8-yard line, in fact. It's a first and goal situation for the Fighting Bees, working off the right hash, right to left across your radio, and they're knocking on the door.
Travis Essemaker makes the stop.
First and goal from the 8. Payne in motion to the left, and he leads the quarterback Moffitt on the keeper into the 4-yard line, a 4-yard pickup. Now second and goal from the 4-yard line. 7:55 left in the third quarter. Harbor Beach still leads 42-7.
Number 21, Devin Lemansky, making his 7th tackle this evening, leading all tacklers for Harbor Beach.
Receiver wide to the left, that is number 6, Marcus Allen. Number 7, Cam Ellsworth in the slot, and it's a handoff to the fullback to the right. And Austin Seltz brings him down for no gain at the 3-yard line.
No.
He was about to turn the corner, and Austin Seltz said, not so fast.
Ginther, oh. Austin Ginther, number 74, making the big-time stop for Harbor Beach.
It just rolls off the tongue so easy.
It does, it does. A couple Austins out there, but that was Austin Ginther breaking through the line of scrimmage and stopping the big man, Anthony Reindress.
Number 74, Austin Ginther. 5'10", 200 pounds, and built like an ox. Moffitt hands off to Reindress, who's down to the goal line, and they stop him at the 1-inch line, and it's going to bring up a 4th down from about a foot away. Reindress was putting his helmet down, and also the linebacker core for Harbor Beach stopped him and pushed him back. No touchdown on that 3rd down, and now a 4th and goal from the 1-foot line. 6.5 to play in the 3rd.
DeAndre Ridner making the tackle.
Bath going for it on 4th and goal. 2 wide each way. Double wing offense. Ryan Dress in the backfield. And Moffitt's going to keep for himself.
Nowhere.
And Harbor Beach brings him down in the backfield. Austin Ginther brings in the sack at the 4-yard line. And that's the stop Harbor Beach had needed all night long. Austin Ginther gives the ball back to Harbor Beach with a long field ahead of him, but stops the touchdown the threat from Bath. And it's Harbor Beach momentum shifting yet again.
Yeah, Moffitt thought he could sneak that run play by him one more time. And again, they got to get a stop, got to get a guy on Austin Ginther. Again, he breaks through the defensive line, sniffing out the ball carrier Moffitt, and makes the stop for a loss of 1. Nice job now, Kraft, with it with the ball, with their backs against their line, against their own goal line.
The deepest territory they've ever been in all night long at the 3-yard line, but they'll take it. Spread formation. 2 running backs, 1 on either side of Kraft in the pocket. Passes to his left to Shelkey. It is caught at the 10-yard line and goes out of bounds after a 6-yard pickup for the reception from for Shelkey. And it's 2nd and 4 with the clock stopped. Excuse me, it's a running clock situation. 35 points, 42-7. Harbor Beach leading, 5:19 left in the third.
That's 6 catches and 92 yards receiving for Shelkey in this third quarter already. And that was just a get-me-out-of-our-own-end-zone pass there with a little breathing room now for Kraft in the offense.
According to the spot, it's a 7-yard reception, 2nd and 3 coming up. Hand off to Austin Seltz around the right end, trying to get around, and he gets nowhere fast. Defensive end for Bath jumps out of his tackle.
Deontay, that's Deontay Walker Clark with that tackle.
And it's actually, Austin Sell still managed to get about 2 yards. It's now third and a yard to go. First down marker is at the 14-yard line of Harbor Beach. They're at the 13-yard line. 4:33 left in the third quarter. Harbor Beach leading 42-7. No score yet in this third quarter. Bath was knocking on the door, but Harbor Beach stopped him on fourth down. Another handoff to Austin Seltz. Gets the first down. He's out to the 25-yard line, still on his feet, and drags his defender out to the 27-yard line. A 14-yard gain for Austin Seltz. Move the chains for Harbor Beach.
Tackle made by Dylan Moffitt.
Austin Seltz slips through the line, slips past the linebackers, and actually have to tackle him going forward down the field.
Chris Keyes checks in for the Harbor Beach offense. DJ Ridner comes to the sideline. Chris Keyes, 5'10", 175-pound junior running back.
Two receivers wide to the right, and it's a handoff to Travis Esmick out of the backfield across the 30, down, still on his feet at the 33-yard line, finally brought down right there. It's a 6-yard pickup for Travis Esmaker.
Number 54, Brandon Chapko making the stop.
That's Esmaker's second carry of the night for 9 yards altogether. Second and four for the Pirates. Within a running clock situation, 3:15 left in the third, 42-7. A handoff to Travis Esmaker once again, same spot to the left, across the 35, working across to the 37, and finally gives up at the 38-yard line, but in doing so, he gets a first down from the 33 to the 38, a 5-yard gain, first and 10 for the Pirates.
Yeah, and a powerful run there by Esmaker, pushing the pile and getting that first down. Tackler there, number 68, Deontay Walker.
First and 10 for the Pirates from their own 38-yard line. They start this drive from their own 3-yard line after stopping Bath on fourth down. 2.5 to play in the third, running clock 42-7. HB leads the Bath. It's a handoff to Austin Sells. Goes down to right down to the 45-yard line. Tackled forward for the first down at the 49-yard line. A 12-yard gain tackled by number 7, Cam Ellsworth, the linebacker for Bath. And Austin Seltz, by the time you realize he has the ball, he has 6-7 yards in front of you.
Yeah, he's just so fast right out of the chute, and he gets through that line of scrimmage. He's so much smaller than everybody else. He uses that to his advantage, runs low to the ground, and by the time he decides to dive through that line of scrimmage, like you said, Clark, he's already 5 yards down the field before the defense knows where he is.
First and 10. Two wide to the left, one to the right. Running back on either side of Kraft in the shotgun. From the 49-yard line, first and 10, handoff to Austin Seltz, and Bath sniffed that one out from the get-go. No gain in the play, brought down by number 54, Brandon Chapko, off the defensive line, 6'2", 220 pounds, a lot of force coming at you.
Yeah, the senior there starting to read some of these option runs that Kraft and Seltz are so good at running.
As Travis Esmaker and Chris Keyes come in, with the play, Harvey substituting players in and out every single play so far. With a minute left in the third quarter in the running clock. Who would have thought we've seen a running clock in the second quarter or second game of the playoff season? Eli Kraft, back to pass, staying in the pocket, rolls to his right, has to scramble, is going to keep it. He's across to the 45, to the 40, to the 35, down to the 30, to the 25, still going, and finally brought down to the 19-yard line by number 4, Dylan Moffitt. But we have a flag way back at the 46-yard line of Harbor Beach. The line seemed to stick a little bit too long, and this is more likely going to be a block in the back, actually, against Harbor Beach. So don't even look at that last play. Didn't even happen. And they're going to walk off 10 yards from the spot of the foul from the 46-yard line. That's a little bit of a shift of field position.
Yeah, big-time penalty there. Kraft about to get out into the open space, and I love how Kraft is very crafty with the ball. He's about to run. He's got a defender to beat, and he pump fakes, gets Chapko to leap off the ground, and with that, Kraft just runs right around him and gets himself an extra 20 yards of open space to run. Just so aware of his surroundings, does not panic when things seem to